The Mystery of the Lost Lenore, Part 92. Humans are omnivores. We, as a species, consume a wide variety of things. It is in our nature, I suppose. It is unusual, and I think unhealthy, for us to consume only one thing. An unvaried diet is just not good for us. If you do not believe me, try it. Try eating only saltines or any other food for a couple of days and see how that works out for you. That day in the jungle, we feasted on bananas, bananas alone. There was no side dish. We were all hungry and we ate our fill. Some of us may have eaten more than our fill. Afterwards, we sprawled on the forest floor, sated, or perhaps more accurately, bloated. No one did anything for some time. In fact, although it was still early in the day, many of us, myself included, drifted off to sleep. When I awoke, it was getting dark. It was late evening sometime. There was not much point in getting up. It would soon be too dark to do much of anything. We could not travel back to the lost city at night. The bush was too dense. We would stumble around and inevitably get lost. I decided to have a few more bananas and go back to sleep. Tomorrow would come soon enough. But then a thought occurred to me. What of tomorrow? What would we do after we got back to the lost city? Why, in fact, would we go back? I could see no reason. After all, we had found the city already. Hadn't that been the point of this expedition? Wasn't it now officially over? I felt like maybe it was time to go home. I also felt, as I drifted off to sleep again, that maybe all those bananas weren't totally agreeing with me.